It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 52 for May 2nd, 2006, the Logitech Quick Cam Road. Support for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Leo Laporte speaking. And now, get ready for Dick! It's time for another visit to our favorite gadgeteer. Everybody, put your biggest smiles on for Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dick.
Hey, how you doing?
A sunny, happy, good morning.
I like that smile because the smile means we're alive.
Yes.
Right. What's that website that you
We talked about that last week.
We check every day to see if
we're... just to make sure we're not... Wouldn't that be funny if you had that on your desktop just to make sure you weren't dead yet? DeadOrAliveInfo.com was one, and there was another one that you liked, and I can't remember what that was.
Living or who's dead and who's alive, something like that. Yeah, that's right. Who's dead and
If you do a Google for dead or alive, you'll find a bunch of them, actually.
Well, we're very much alive, and we're in... Wait a minute, is this 52?
This is episode 52. You know, for
52.
the next couple of weeks, we're going to have this great thing where the episode number matches the date. So this is 52, episode 52. It's like we planned it.
Like we planned it, and if this was a weekly podcast, we would be wrapping up 1 year.
Yes.
1 year.
And instead...
Our podcasts are concentrated, so you can add water and...
It's like dog years for us.
And they expand to a year. Yeah, that's right.
We're living five times faster than the rest of the podcast world. So what's our gadget
today? We're talking about a fun little gadget for the road from Logitech, and it's called the Quick Cam for Notebooks Pro.
I like the Quick Cams. I think they're the best kind of inexpensive USB cams out there.
Yeah, and this little guy is neat. It's like the size of a cigarette lighter, if anybody remembers what a cigarette lighter looks like. It's a 1.3 megapixel sensor, has a built-in microphone, comes with a little headset included. And if parents are traveling, or mostly the businessman and wants to webcast with the kids at night, it has some funny built-in software where you can put a crown on your head, you can paint a mustache. I don't need to do that in particular. But after you add the little animated gizmo to your face, as you move, your little animated gizmo will move with you, and the crown will stay on the top of your head.
It's so weird.
It's weird.
It's following you around.
It's following you around. I mean, it's cute. And what I like about it is the suggested retail is $99, so I'm sure in the marketplace it's considerably less. And obviously USB 2. And they have something called Right Light Technology. And they showed me a demo in a hotel room where just by the lighting in the room, the picture quality is really good. So you don't have to worry that you're going to be sitting in the dark.
That's much needed because one of the real problems with these webcams is low lighting makes you look like you're dead.
Yes.
You look
sick.
Well,
let's not go back there again. We already did the dead and alive.
Oh, we're not done yet. I just found a site called deathbeeper.com where they'll page you if you're dead. Or anybody else famous.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's a wasted page.
I'm sorry, you're dead.
Right, right. No, if they paid you by accident, you go, oh.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
Oh, right. You get the check.
This would be a good comedy horror parody. You know, next time you do something like The Ring or something, the celebrity death beeper.
Right, but you know what? This is good if you're eating out and it's a big group of people and they expect you to pick up the check. Just as the check comes, you go, oh, you know what? I'm going to be dead in 5 minutes.
Why don't you get the check?
Why don't you get this?
So I've actually signed us up for Celebrity Death Beeper, and you will be getting a notification. And any celebrity that passes, you're going to find out. You'll know first.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anyway, we're talking about that. I'm sorry, I completely derailed the subject.
That's okay. Logitech. You know, it's so funny. For years, I called it Logitech, but I assume it's...
I think it's Logitech, yeah.
Yeah, Logitech.
What's interesting about this company, the history of the company is kind of odd. They're a Swiss company. That was started, they made mice originally, but it was started by a programmer, as I remember, or to support a programming language. It's kind of that's why I think it's Logitech, because I think it's about logic.
Logic, okay.
Programming logic.
Well, they have come a long
way. They have. They're really a very different company than the way they were when they first started. But historically, kind of an interesting company. I have to find the history of it, because it's not widely known.
Also, you know what? Last time you said you were going on a... I thought you said it was a chest cruise. I thought it would be like topless models.
It would be much more fun. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
chest, and I looked at, I looked on your website. I saw no naked people. And no. I go...
My wife wouldn't let me go on a chest cruise.
Okay. But it said that you know the history of chess-playing machines.
I'm going to give a lecture on the history of chess-playing machines, which actually go back quite a way. It's very interesting.
Wow.
You know, the first chess-playing machine was actually a hoax. It was. I think they called it the Sultan. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but it was a wooden box that was dressed up like a sultan, and it would play. It was a robotic, but this was 200 years ago. It was a robotic machine that would play chess and beat you. And it turned out there was a very small chess master inside. No joke. Yeah.
How funny.
Yeah. So it starts with that, but it comes up to the present, and it's quite an interesting history.
Boy,
so that's going to be fun. Yeah, that's at geekcruises.com. As long as I throw in a little plug for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway.
It's coming up in August.
So the Logitech QuickCam for Notebooks Pro, built-in microphone, comes with a headset. It has that light technology they call Right Light. And, of course, you can shoot some stills with it, 1.3 megapixels.
How much is it? I mean, this sounds like it's got everything you'd want.
Yeah. Suggested retail is $99 or $99.99. But I should have done a web search before the show. My guess is you can get it probably for 20% less.
Yeah, yeah.
And comes with software, so it blends right in with MSN Messenger. So it's really nice. And it clips right onto the top of my laptop. And it's really small and comes with a tiny little traveling case. So it's a neat little guy for travel.
So just real quickly, the history of Logitech.
Yeah, you found it?
Yeah, I was looking on Wikipedia, which is always a great place.
Yes, absolutely.
And it was founded in 1981, believe it or not, by two former Stanford graduate students, Daniel Borel and Pierluigi Zappacosta, who I think is still around. He's still involved with the company, as I remember. But it's a spin-off of the École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne, or LAMI.
Well, I had that for breakfast.
Yes, yeah, fantastic. It's kind of
delicious.
A muesli, yeah.
Yeah.
It involved the design of the computer mouse. Really, the original computer mice were, because remember, 1981, this was, the PC had just come out when this company started. So they were making mice long before anybody did, yeah.
Hey, you know what? When we had our original Ataris, Did they come with mice?
Oh, goodness, no. Oh, no, no.
What the hell did we use?
Well, first of all, there was no graphical operating system. Later,
there was one
called GEM later, but in the early days, it was a text-based. You used the keyboard and arrow keys.
Yeah, that's right.
And then to play a game, you'd use those great Atari joysticks. Remember those? They were very simple,
yes.
One-button.
Big clunky things. Yep. And I remember when I got my Atari home and turned it on, it was a blue screen.
That's right, but that was intentional.
And I sat there, and I called someone up and said, computer's not doing anything. And they said, well, what programs are you running? I said, what are programs?
The good old days. This was more like 78 or 79. This was,
Well, I don't think people of today realize that when you took a computer home, it was just it did nothing.
You could enter basic commands.
Yes, you could.
That's
but I didn't know basic.
Yeah. That was about it.
Yeah.
Some alarm's going off. I think it's the alarm saying we better. Oh, it's my celebrity death beeper. Oh my god!
Not already.
I think I better go.
Oh no.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, I'll
maybe
be here.
I might not.